Hey everyone, and welcome to this month's Academy show. And I need to start off with a bit of an apology, because I didn't do an Academy show last month because I was on holiday and I've bits and pieces. So this one is going to be shouting out people that have passed level sets of progress checks for the last 2 months and Guitarversaries as well. So I haven't forgotten about you guys. I'll give you a shout in this episode. And with that in mind, let's just dive straight in and go through some member wins. So, progress checks. Ed, John, Kenji, John, Alexander's. Shout out, obviously, Alexander's. You can see his level 5 progress check. So he is marching through level 5 now on his way to finishing the beginner guitar carry levels. And that's what the number means after Ron's name. John, I believe, was level 1. Sorry, John, I've missed out the number after your name. And that is the level and the progress check in that level. So Kenji and John, in level 3 and 4, there are 2 progress checks. That's why they've got the 0.1. And then it'll be 0.2, obviously, for the second one. We also have Doug, Mark, Tyler, Blake, Stuart, Brian, Barkley, Mark, and Jacob, who passed their progress check. So I've done this as a separate month. So we had where we now May the month before, and this is the people that passed in June. So went on to you guys again. Some people getting high now, like Jacob, 4.2. Let's go. And then we're going to talk about some assessments. So we've got Mike, Michael, Jay, Lewis, Christopher, Nando, and Eric. So well done to all you guys for passing your assessments. And then finally, I've missed a name off one of these assessments, and that is Anthony Box, who passed his level 5 and became a beginner guitar academy graduate, the third ever beginner guitar academy graduate. I'm sure you've seen this as I've been posting around the academy and stuff. But again, just a massive congratulations to Anthony to complete the beginner guitar academy levels. It's no easy feat, so he's only the third person ever to do it. There's some other people hot on his heels though, so keep your eyes open for them. But yeah, big shout out to Anthony. Then we've got our Guitarversaries. So there's quite a few here. So shout out to Martin Fluke, Garrett, JD, Brian, Anthony, and Soren, who all hit their 3-year Guitarversaries, and Greg and Nicholas, who hit their 2-year Guitarversaries. So fantastic work, guys. And then we've got Josh, Jim, Andrea, Cash, Jay, Robert, Adrian, and Graham, who hit their 1-year Guitarversaries. So well done to you guys. And then top contributors. So number one, top contributor. Well done, Craig and Brian and Mark. So Craig, Brian, Mark, you'll know those names if you're in the beginner guitar academy community. Always posting, answering questions, just getting involved in the conversation. So thank you to you guys. You keep the forums alive. You keep the discussions interesting. So if you haven't checked out the community, definitely go and check it out. It's a really big part of beginner guitar academy. And we're only going to make it better and better with moving forward with some of the ideas I've got. So yeah, shout out to you guys and congratulations. Okay, now we move on to academy news. So I'm going to share my screen and we're going to walk through it. Now, speaking of the academy, I'm just going to share my screen looking at the academy. So I'm in the news and announcements section. So if I go to the community, if I scroll down, you'll see there's a news and announcements section. And it has all the news announcements. So first announcement or news we're going to go through is the Graduate Club. Now, probably heard this. This came about when Anthony passed his level 5. So I realized that people are starting to pass it more frequently now. And he's very active in the community. So we want to keep the graduates around. So how we're doing that? I've started the Graduate Club and I've started the Founding Graduate Club. So the founders are the first 10 people that finish the Beginner Guitar Academy levels. Now, we're on to number 3 now with Anthony. And if you are one of the first 10, you'll get lifetime membership of Beginner Guitar Academy completely for free. There's also other perks as well. You get special badges in the forum, so everyone knows you are a graduate. I've designed a special graduate t-shirt that obviously only graduates can have and allow to wear. So there's all these little perks. This is going to be building and building over the next coming, you know, weeks and months in something quite special. It's really a reward the people that have completed Beginner Guitar Academy. But you can read all about it here in the post there. The next thing is our June live Q&A recording. So you can check that out. You can watch the video here in the live section over on the dashboard. We can listen to the member only podcast and check out the audio from it there too. So we had a really good live Q&A, and just before that, I asked the question of what can make beginner guitar academy better in the forums. And one of the answers from David Bantham was the live Q&A is to be more interactive. So in this Q&A, we got a bit more interactive. People are muting themselves, we're having discussions, and it was a lot better for it, basically. So that'll be something we continue with, and the live element of beginner guitar academy is just going to grow. over the coming, again, weeks and months. This month, we're going to have two live sessions, and we're going to be having that for the next few months. Just see how they go, see how you guys find it. Mixing up what we're doing. So this month, we'll do a sip and strum, and we'll do a live Q&A. Next month, we'll mix up, we'll try some different events as well. And yeah, just see how we go, but try and build in more of the community aspect of Beginner Guitar Academy through our live events. So that was really good. So check out that. Some really good questions asked. So that's a really good member Q&A to check out. The next one is I just published a new member podcast, literally about half an hour ago. You can see it actually was posted half an hour ago, me announcing it in the forum. And this was going through the questionnaires. So I sent out questionnaires for Beginner Guitar Academy members to fill in, to get a bit of feedback, so you guys find it. So I'm doing a big push now to build Beginner Guitar Academy 2.0. So updating, leveling up the academy, making it an awesome place to learn guitar. And also you guys' feedback, that's going to help me obviously build what you guys want. So that's what that was all about. Now in this Beginner Guitar Academy episode, this podcast episode, member only podcast episode, I go through the findings of that questionnaire. So what you guys wrote back, what I found, well, quite surprising in some cases, and then how I'm using that to then build and move forward, and what you can expect to see in the coming weeks, months, year. I've pretty much planned out now to next year, this time next year, of how I'm building it. So yeah, if you're interested in that, go and check out the episode. And then speaking of episodes, we then have our podcast episode. So as normal, I've been recording a podcast every week. And in June, we won't go back to talk about May, we'll just talk about June. The first one was really good, and you can't rely on motivation alone. And this was, I think someone wrote something like this in the forum. I have to remind myself about this frequently as well. I've just started my training for the Frankfurt Marathon in October. And I have to remind myself, I'm not going to feel motivated to get up and get out running in the mornings. I'm in a heat wave here in the UK, so I'm trying to do it earlier than I would normally. And I don't want to. But as soon as I do, and I get back like I did today, I say, like, oh, I feel really good. Had really good pace. I was like, oh, I'm glad I did it now. You're not going to feel motivated all the time to play guitar. And you might think, well, if I'm not motivated, why am I bothering doing it? It's a hobby. I'm supposed to do it for fun. Because you want to get better at it. So if you don't want to get better at it, just rely on motivation. If you want to pick it up, pick it up. If you don't, don't. But don't expect progress. Don't expect yourself to feel like you're improving at a very substantial rate, because you won't be. If we want to be improving at a very substantial rate, and if you are a member of Beginner Guitar Academy, obviously you do want to be, because you're paying to get better, then we have to then realize that motivation isn't always going to be there. Now, I do give some tips in this episode how to work around that. But I think that's a really important thing to say. And I hear this from parents all the time with the young kids. Oh, they're not motivated anymore. They've lost the passion. I'm like, they're not going to be motivated. They're surrounded by things that are buzzing and telling them to get online and telling them to pick up their phone and do stuff. Competing with that is really hard when you're competing against, you know, apps and games and, you know, stuff like that. It's hard. Minecraft. How do you do that with a piece of wood with strings on? It's difficult. So that's not really how motivation works. You kind of got to think a bit more of ahead. I go through some great strategies in the episode, so I won't go through more now. Go and check out the episode. Next one, starting over, from starting over to becoming a BGA graduate. And this was Anthony Box's story. So I interviewed him on the podcast episode 219, mined him for some ideas and how he got through the levels and get some tips for you guys that are working through it. So that's a really good episode. Did a video of that as well. So if you click on that, you'll see the video come up too. 291, fear of playing in a guitar shop. Now this came straight out of the forum, and it was Mark's post, I do believe, about getting a new guitar, but he felt a bit funny. He wanted this new guitar, but he didn't want to go to a guitar shop to play because he didn't feel worthy of having the new guitar. And we talk about that there, that it's not a question of you know, deserving a new guitar. It's a question of, if you want it, get it. You know, you don't have to be at a certain level to have a new guitar. We have that preconceived notion, if I want good stuff, I've got to be better. And I have this. Sometimes we have stuff delivered, I think, I don't deserve that. But guys, we do deserve that. You deserve to treat yourself. You deserve to feel good about yourself. So please do. And the final one for June was Rolling Stone's 5 greatest guitar solos of all time. Do they deserve their place? So this was a couple of months ago. Rolling Stone, I think it might be in May, released their poll or countdown of the 100 greatest guitar solos of all time. Now, as we know from previous Rolling Stone polls like this, they're not always what I'd say accurate or very fair. And I think sometimes they put in the weird names. Like they had the best guitar players of all time, and I think in the top 10 they had Taylor Swift. That's obviously going to cause quite a debate because they missed out, you know, people would put on the Mount Rushmore of great guitar players. So I think sometimes they do it because of that. Obviously, they want the debate online. They want to obviously raise their profile. So you've got to take it with a pinch of salt. But these top five solos are all pretty cool solos. So I go through them, I play audio of them, and we discuss them basically. And what we can take from those solos too. So what, as a guitar player, we can learn from what those great solos are kind of basically teaching us. So that was the podcast. So that goes through everything that was released last month and kind of the month before in Beginner Guitar Academy. So let's move right on to what is coming soon. And I am so excited now about the future of Beginner Guitar Academy. So sitting down, going through all the questionnaires, going through kind of my own ideas and where I want to take this. And things that just come out of that questionnaire has just been amazing. So here are the big three that I thought would go over. There's quite an intimidating amount of stuff that I'm going to do. So I've had to now employ a whole different system of keeping track of all this stuff. I'm not going to bore with my admin, but there's a lot of stuff, guys, coming. So it's going to be amazing. But let's talk about these big three. So I think these ones are going to be happening soon and they're going to really benefit you straight away. And the first one is new live events. Again, this came out of the questionnaire and off the question I asked in the forum about how we can improve it. A lot of people said some live events like jamming, like just even hanging out, doing some guitar hangouts, just chatting with one another. Q&A sessions, sip and strums, technique and workshops, that kind of stuff. So we're going to do, say, two live events a month. I posted in the Academy a poll just last week about times for everyone to find out what works. I'm going to try and find something that works. We might mix them up a little bit to try and find it. But we'll try. But yeah, some cool live events coming. I'm going to up the production and the recordings and everything on those live events. So yeah, definitely a cool thing there. Now, Practice Studio is amazing. So Practice Studio came out of Nicholas's suggestion. And it's come up, people say as well, but Nicholas really detailed what we'd like to have seen. And Practice came out a lot of the questionnaires as well. People want just a bit more support, how they're doing it, keep it. And the problem with when you record your own practice, it can feel very cumbersome because you might be using a few different apps. You might be writing just on your phone and then it gets mixed up with all the other kind of notes on your phone and stuff like that. It doesn't really give you analytics. So you don't really, it's not easy to keep track of how you've been doing over the month and stuff like that. Practice Studio solves all those problems and some. I'm going to do a proper demo of it because I did in the June live Q&A, so the end of June, I did a kind of reveal, if you like, of the prototype, which I put together over the weekend to see what people's reactions were. And they were very positive. I then posted it in the community. People wrote feedback and stuff on there. I took that on board and I've been working hard at it for now last, I think it's just literally been 2 weeks. But I've spent probably about 100 hours on it. I was trying to work out the other day, but I have had a few 10-hour days of just doing it. And I'll do it in the morning, then I'll go and teach in the evening, I'll come home. Every night I've been doing about 2 or 3 hours before I actually go to sleep. So I'm going to bed at like 1 in the morning just because I'm excited about it. And I love building stuff. And so this is right up my alley of things I like to do. But yeah, I'll be releasing some stuff. I'm going to be testing it now for the next couple of weeks. It's pretty much done. It's just that annoying stage now where it's moving things by pixel and, oh, that's not working. So that should be linked to that. It's all the annoying stuff now that I've just got to work out all these little bugs. But I will. And it's going to be amazing, guys. You wait and see. Next thing is BGA improvements. So what I'm improving in Beginner Guitar Academy, I'm calling this Beginner Guitar Academy 2.0 is my big project. I've got three big projects. And this is, say, one of them, BGA improvements. Again, from your feedback of the questionnaires, that's going to be really vital in doing this. But it's going to be cleaner. It's going to be more organized. It's going to be more efficient. It's going to be easier to work through. It's going to be taking Beginner Guitar Academy next level. So there's going to be, that's going to be rolling out just on now until, as I've got it planned out for the next year of improvements, all the way up to August next year. So more than a year, because I'm not in August yet. But there's stuff that'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, there's exciting times afoot. You can hear, just by the way I'm talking now, I'm really excited. There's loads of cool stuff coming. So yeah, keep your eyes open for that. So I'll drop a little walk through the Practice Studio soon, just show the cool stuff that's coming. And I'll probably be putting in the Academy this weekend, the live events. I'll go back through the poll, see what times work for everyone. I think it's going to be a Sunday evening, UK time, which then is, what's that, afternoon in America. I think Australia, that makes it Monday morning. Again, it's just so difficult to find the time. You know, for me personally, weekend's kind of family time, but if I do it late enough, everyone's going to bed anyway because there's work in the morning, the girls have got school and stuff, so it doesn't really impact my family stuff. We'll do it late in the evening. But again, we'll play around with it and we'll see kind of what works. Again, tell you about my home life. You probably don't care, so I shall move on and wrap this up with a big thank you to all you guys. Big thank you to everyone that took part in the questionnaire, spent the time writing that out and sent it through. I've read every single one and I've taken on board everything you said. So the main thing is just keep your eyes open. There's so much cool stuff coming, guys. Thanks so much for being a beginner guitar key member. And I'll speak to everyone in the community on our live call next week.